this Saturday night in a very unique, special benefit concert that's happening at the Tibbetts Opera House. Our Tibbetts Talk this morning brought to you by the Brian Hodson Allstate Insurance Agency. It's called Something Old, Something New, the 13th Annual Ruth, Robert, Douglas, and Dean Smith Memorial Benefit Concert. And on stage for that will be Christopher Hodson and his wife, Megan Lee Johnson, who both join us on the line. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Get your voices warmed up because we'll ask you to sing here a little bit. So.
Oh, no.
But also joining us in the studio is Diane Bridgen, who's helped to coordinate this over these 13 years. Let's talk a little bit about the history of these concerts, Diane, and these benefits you've done over the years. What was kind of the impetus to get this started, and who are some of the folks over the years that have been on stage at various locations?
Well, it was 25 years at the anniversary of the 25th year when we lost our family that we thought it would be healing, and music is always comforting to gather everyone in the community and have music be that mm-hmm. focus. And so we've never had anyone from out of state. It's pretty exciting to bring Chris back to the community. Yeah. And I think no one other than Chris and I and Dave and Carol are happier about this.
Yeah. Over the years, you've performed at locations like the Tibbetts. You've been at the Presbyterian Church and some other locations. Great performers from around our community who've performed as a benefit. And you've given back to a lot of different charities around the area as part of this.
Yes, we have Hospice and Family Promise, Tibbetts, mm-hmm. the Restoration Program. This year, Young Audience, Tibbetts Young Audiences. And actually, Chris began on stage with that group.
Okay, now, Chris, did your wife know, your new wife, did she know that you were Wilbur the Pig?
I did. Yes, she did.
Okay, so that wasn't a secret that you sprung on her after you got married. Okay, so, but that was your first big deal on stage, and I understand from what everyone says, it was actually kind of on a dare, right, that you got involved with Young Audiences?
Apparently, I didn't go there with the intention of auditioning, and one of my friends was auditioning for a show, and they kind of dared me to audition next, and I just kind of did it. So.
Okay, and who would have known this would take you to a professional career as an opera singer, right?
You would never know.
From Wilbur to the Pig to Carnegie Hall, maybe, but well.
Okay.
Over the years, obviously, when did you know that music was going to be kind of the thing that you wanted to pursue?
Well, I was awful at sports, so that obviously was not going to be my avenue. But I knew from quite an early age that I was very attached to music. And about high school, I knew that I wanted to have some sort of a career or future in the arts. And I just didn't exactly know where I was going to go from there. So it just kind of evolved as I went through college and decided to pursue performing and teaching private voice and just, trying to have a career in music.
Okay. Megan, you have a great resume when it comes to that, both from the educational side and now in the performing side of things. How about you? What was kind of the thing that got you involved in singing?
Well, I'd really been singing for my whole life, which sounds silly, and my parents were really wonderful. They encouraged me to try, piano and violin and drawing and modeling and all these things, and I think singing was just the one that really stuck, and it just made sense kind of through middle school and high school, doing shows, and then going off to college.
Okay, so when you two are together, do you sing to each other?
We do.
Yes,
we do.
No.
There aren't a lot of duets that we can perform together just because of our voice types, but we sing for each other a lot, and we're kind of our best third-party ears. So if I'm ever wondering how something is going that I'm working on, I'll have Megan listen to me, and I trust her instincts and her constructive criticism.
Okay, well, the program for Saturday night is rather unique because it's you've got opera in there, you've got some Broadway show stuff, you've got Coldplay in there, which perked the ears of my 15-year-old up.
Well, we figured since The recipient of the concert is going to go towards Tibbetts Young Audiences. We thought we would also give a couple musical selections that would be more accessible to the younger crowd. And I mean, we just love music theater and pop, but also the song we chose, that's Coldplay, seemed like a really wonderful selection for a memorial concert.
There you go, called Fix You. So, but you've got lots of other music that are a part of this as you put this together. So how did you, when you try to put together this program, what was kind of the things that you had in mind? Obviously it's got to be favorites that you guys sing, I would think, right?
Yes, yeah, a lot of these are favorites that we have performed in the past and kind of always wanted to perform in front of people. And it's really nice to kind of have carte blanche when you're creating a program, because a lot of times you're constrained by what they want you to perform, or, you know, if there's a style for the concert. And this time, when I was speaking to Diane about what she wanted the program to be about, she pretty much said whatever we wanted, and so that's almost sometimes more difficult, because then you're like, oh, I want to do this, and I want to do this. So,
well, Diane, obviously,
I had to vet it out.
Yeah, Diane, longtime music teacher in the Coldwater School District. This would be kind of cool, I think, for other kids to see the success story of Chris and his wife, you know, coming through the program at Tibbetts. It can be kind of an inspiration for some younger kids too, wouldn't it?
Definitely. I'm very excited that Chris had the idea to go into the schools, and he and Megan are going to present a master class on Friday. So hopefully we'll get some response to students.
Okay. Well, obviously music is a huge part of your life and has been for years, and obviously Chris and Megan, it's a huge part of what you guys do, obviously, as professionals now with this. Looking forward to it on Saturday night, 7 o'clock, the 13th Annual Robert Ruth Douglas and Dean Smith Memorial Benefit Concert, by donation?
Yes.
By donation at the Tibbetts Opera House. But I think you'll have them standing in the aisles when they're done applauding you guys. So good luck, and we will see you both on stage on Saturday night. Thanks, Chris and Megan. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Ken.
Chris Hodson, Tibbetts alum, Megan Lee Johnson, his wife, performing on stage, and Diane Pritchett in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Ken.
On our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hodson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater.